This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, and this is part 6 of episode number 10, which I entitled, A Reunion, 67 Years in the Making. And this will be the final part of this episode, and hopefully it's gone by pretty fast. Hopefully you have not been bored by the story that I have shared with you about my mom finding her biological mother and just how that has gone, and it just reminds us of God's sovereignty, and not just that, but that God has a plan for each and every one of us, and our lives have so much value. Before I get started today, as always, I'd like to remind you that you can find the podcast on various podcast platforms. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com, and just share this podcast with your friends, with your family. And like I said, it was a little bit of a crazy month last month, so I wasn't able to get many episodes done. So that's why I made it a goal this month. I said, I want to get this episode out, and I just want to be able to share it. I've been working on it for quite some time. It's a story that, as you heard on the last part of this episode, God is not done with it yet. I can't wait to see what he does with all the new relationships that we have in my life and in my mom's life and in my family's life. I know God is not finished, and to him be the glory for everything. On the previous parts of this episode, I didn't really give you a whole lot of verses. I just wanted to share the story with you and kind of talk with you and remind you about how lives have values and the plan that God has for us. I did use 3 verses throughout each part of the episode. I'm not going to read those again, but I will give you those references. Genesis 1:27, Jeremiah 1:5, and Jeremiah 29:11. And so I just encourage you to check out those verses when you get a moment. I am going to give you quite a bit of verses today. We'll read them and talk about them a little bit, and then I will wrap things up. But I just wanted to share these with you. As I've always said, whatever I talk about, I always like to go back to God's Word and look at what God's Word says, because that is our owner's manual. That is the guide that we are to live our life by. So I can sit here and I can talk to you and tell you stories all day long, but let's open God's Word and see what His Word says about the different things in our lives, or the different issues and the different just circumstances that come up in our lives. I almost guarantee you, pretty much anything that you've gone through is probably going to be in there. The answer is in there. God does not leave us hanging. God does not keep anything hidden from us. It's all right there in His Word. And as you've heard me say many times before, there is nothing that can speak in our lives like the Word of God itself. So let me go ahead and get started for today and share the first verse with you. And that is going to be Job 42:2. And here's something about Job. If you've never read the book of Job, if you're a new Christian, don't read the book of Job, because then you may say, that doesn't sound like that's what I want to do, or that doesn't sound like that's for me. Job went through a lot, but everything he went through, he was faithful to God, and he said, I am not going to curse God, even though everything's been taken away from me, and God gave him back tenfold from what he had, as he promised he would. So Job is a pretty tough read, especially if you're going through something in your life right now. It's definitely not an uplifting book, but nevertheless, that is where we find our first verse for today. And this verse reminds us that no one can mess up the plan that God has for our lives. No one. You may not know what the plan is. You may not know what your purpose or what His will is for your life, but no one is going to be able to sit there and mess all that up. As hard as it sounds, you may say, well, Travis, you don't know my situation and this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter, because God is in control and He has a plan. He's always been in control. He will always be in control. Our first verse for today, Job 42:2. I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Just a great reminder, a short verse, but a great reminder that no plan that God has can ever be changed by anyone else. He has got a plan for us, and as Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us, it's a plan to give us a future and a hope. Moving on to the next verse, and that's going to be in the book of Psalms, and it's Psalm 121, verse 2. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And that is also a great reminder. A lot of these verses are just going to remind us of things. Some you may already know. Some you may just need to be reminded of. And this is a great one. Our help comes from the Lord. He is the one who we can find help. If we're going through something, there is no problem that is too big for God to handle. There is no problem that He doesn't already know about. There is nothing that, as we just read in Job, that can thwart what His plan is for our lives. But there have been so many people that have never discovered what their purpose is for their lives. Now, that doesn't mean that God didn't still use them in this way, but I think it makes it so much easier when we know what the purpose is, when we know what God's will is, and we live it out in our lives. It gives us this sense of we know that we're doing something right. We know we're living the life that we're supposed to live. And so hopefully that makes sense. The next verse that I want to share with you, we're just moving right along here. It's going to be Proverbs 19:21, and it says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." I love this one right here because you heard me talk about in one of the previous parts of this episode that, you know, I could sit here and say, well, God, why did you have my mom born to teenage parents and then given up for adoption? Why didn't she just stay with her biological parents? My plan for her life may have been different. It was like, well, this is point A, point B, and point C. But God has already got a plan for our lives. And I love what that verse says at the end. It is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. His plan is the one that's going to stand. And I heard somebody say this one time. I've used this illustration before, but it's like when you're looking at a big painting, just pretend looking at one little corner of the painting and the rest of the painting's covered up. All you can see is that one painting, or that one corner, excuse me. And if you're sitting there looking at it and somebody were to say, okay, tell me what the rest of the painting looks like. Well, you'd probably have no clue if you've never seen it before. How can you tell by just one corner? Well, see, that's where faith comes in. That's like our lives. We want to see the whole picture. We want to see the whole painting, but we can't see the whole painting. We can only see what God has placed in front of us at that time. But we have to know that the master painter is the one who already has the painting all laid out. He's got it all laid out of how it's going to happen. And again, we know that it is not a plan to harm us. It is a plan to give us a future and a hope. That doesn't mean there's not going to be rough spots. That does not mean that life is going to be easy whatsoever. I know that's kind of a common misconception, is that when you come to know Christ, things get easier. They do not. They actually get harder, because then you become more aware of some of the stuff like I'm talking about. And, you know, you're under attack by the enemy. And it's just, the Christian walk is not an easy walk. It's not. So if you think it is and you just think, I'm kind of just going along and I'm kind of existing, I don't have a lot of trials in my life. And I'm not going to sit here and say that God's going to make us have trials in our lives all the time. But if you don't have a trial going on in your life, then you're probably not under attack from the enemy. And the enemy only attacks God's property. He does not sit here and attack those who belong to him. Because why does he care? If you don't believe in God, if you don't have a relationship with God, then it doesn't really matter to him that much. I mean, he's got you in his corner. He's going to go after the ones that do know God, and he's going to try and torment us and get us to deny God. And that is why we have to stand strong. But it's so important to know God's word and to stand strong in our faith. Moving along with the verses that I have to share with you, I'm going to move to the New Testament now. We're going to Matthew 6:33. And if you've never read the book of Matthew, I encourage you, one, to do that. It's a pretty easy read. It's about the life and ministry of Jesus, but especially Matthew chapter 6. There is just so much in that chapter, and I'm so glad that I found this verse. It goes right along with what we've been talking about, and where I was talking about seeking the things that are above and just focusing on God and finding out what his purpose is for our lives. Because when we try and get caught up in the things of this world, that's never going to lead to anything good. We got to seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." It makes it so much easier when we are aligned with God, when we are like, okay, God, you and I are in tune now. I've got it. I know this is where you want me. I know this what you want me to do. Let's go and let's start walking this journey together. Instead of us being over here and God's always there waiting for us. He's always there with open arms saying, when you're ready to come back, I'm here for you. When you're ready for me to guide you down the right path, I am here for you. And so I love what that verse says. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Staying in the book of Matthew, but later on in the book, Matthew 19:21. Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." And that is something that is definitely not one of the things that this world abides by. This world is in love with money. And you've heard me use the verse before that money is a root of all evil. It's not the root of all evil, but it is definitely probably the most prominent one. There are so many companies, there are so many people that focus more on money than on the things of God. What was that last verse that we just read? Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. If you are so worried about your profits, if you're so worried about saving money here, saving money there, and you don't care about the people that are in positions, or you don't care about the people, all you care about is just money and making money and the love of money and just having all these things, material things, that's never going to end well. Because, you're seeking things that are of the earth, not on things that are above. So I love what Jesus said to, I believe it was the rich young ruler in that one. He said, if you would be perfect, go sell all that you have, and then you will have a treasure in heaven, and then come and follow me. And there are many millionaires and billionaires that I think would just sit there and scoff and laugh at that verse. But they're miserable. And you're saying, well, I wonder why you're miserable. Well, you're miserable because, again, money is your God instead of God Almighty. And if you would change that, now, God's not sitting there saying you got to sell everything that you have. He was telling the rich young ruler that in this passage. But nevertheless, he's not sitting there saying, you know, sell everything that you have, go to a homeless shelter, live there for a while. He's just saying, don't love something more than you love me. I did a episode all about idols and integrity and how idols are something that are very prevalent in our lives. And money is probably the number one idols that is out there. So that's why I wanted to share that verse with you, because again, it kind of goes along with what we've been talking about. Here's the next verse that I would like to share with you. It's Romans 8:28, and many of you may know this verse by heart. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Oh, I've heard that verse many a times, and it is so true. We know that those who love God, all things work together for the good. And that verse, if you hide that verse in your heart, if you keep that verse with you, when something happens in your life that's catastrophic, maybe you lose your job, maybe a family member dies, maybe you have another tragedy in your family, what a great verse that is to remind us that for those who love God, all things will work together for the good. We may not see it at that time, and we may not understand it at that time, but we know that all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. So take that with you for today. I've got one last verse to share with you, and then I will wrap things up for today. And that's Colossians 1, 16 and 17. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. What a great reminder that is of the sovereignty of our God. He created all things. He was here before all things were created. He'll be here forever and ever. God is not going anywhere. He never has. He never will. He is always there for us. And that's why I've said one of the biggest things that I've learned in the Christian walk is it is just so much easier if you can talk to God and get on the same page and kind of follow the path that he wants you to follow. Life will be so much easier. It will not be all candies and roses and happiness and everything else, but you can know that you're not living this life just one day at a time or just living this mundane life, just the same thing day after day. You know, I'm here for a purpose. I am here for a reason, and I know that I'm doing what God has called me to do. It will revolutionize your life, I guarantee it. So those were the verses that I had to share with you. And I hope that the story of my mom just inspired you. Everyone that I've told the story to has said it's an amazing story. Some people said you need to make it into a movie. I don't know about all that, but there are many things that happen in our lives that we cannot understand. And we may never understand this side of heaven. And I hope that this story reminds you of the importance our decisions can have on others' lives. Thanks to my biological grandmother for choosing life. My mom had a life. I have a life. And there have been countless children and others who have now heard the good news of Jesus Christ because of that one decision. You never know what that one decision is going to do. You never know where God's going to take you next. So don't believe the lies of the enemy. That's one of his biggest things that just drives me nuts is when I hear people say, I just feel like I'm living a mundane life, that I'm not here for a purpose. You are here for a reason. We are created in the image of God. There is no other species in the entire world that can make that claim. We are the only species that can do that. God loves us so much. He made us in His image, and He wants to make us like His Son, Jesus Christ, each and every day. Again, the journey may not be an easy one, but it's one that we need to strive for in our lives. And I did a previous episode about the importance of life. I encourage you to listen to that one as well as listening to all the previous parts of this episode. I really do appreciate you tuning in. I thank you for all the support that I've had from people that have heard the podcast, and it's just been amazing. I'm not ending it. I'm going to continue to do it. To God be the glory that He has given me a platform that I am able to share these things with you. Let me say a quick prayer and I will close us out for today. Oh Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for giving us the gift called life. Thank you for creating us in your image and for giving us Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate example of how we are to live our lives. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling with finding meaning, finding purpose in their lives. I pray that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior, that they would turn to you and ask you to reveal what your will is for their lives. Lord, I also want to pray for all of the babies in the womb right now. I just pray that those mothers would give that baby life, because as I've said over and over, and as your word says, you have a purpose and a reason for every single life. It's been one of the biggest tragedies in this nation to see all of the babies that have been aborted, all the babies created in your image. And so, Lord, I just pray that, again, any mother, any soon-to-be parents that are struggling with that decision, that you would help them to choose life. Lord, thank you for all the blessings in my life. Thank you for this amazing opportunity to be able to share your word with people from all over the world. And I know that your word will go to the ends of the earth, and that no one can stop the plan that you have for our lives. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad I was able to get this episode finally wrapped up. And there are 6 parts of this episode, so it may take you a little bit to get through them, but I do encourage you to listen to all of them so that you can hear the entire story. It'll all make sense. And I hope to be doing many more episodes here in the near future. Just as a reminder, you can find the podcast on various platforms, share it with your friends and family, and especially share it with those who don't know Christ. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless until next time.